There are some people out there who are afraid to feel good about success. These people are afraid to win. And if they do win, they play it cool and act like it's no big deal. Other people out there celebrate every time they win, even the smallest wins, even the smallest success. They have to give this woohoo! Which of these two people do you think are going to have success in life? Hello, welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and this Monday Morning Mindset is where I share tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset does determine your success, whatever you do, and a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. Some of you listening to this, the introduction about people being afraid of winning, people being afraid of success, might be scratching your head and wondering, how in the world can anyone be afraid of success? How can anyone be afraid of being a winner? But if you Google fear of success, if you enter that into Google, you will get about 430 million results of people writing about the fear of success. There are a lot of us out in there are a lot of us out here in the world that struggle with the idea of winning and being successful. Now, there's a lot of reasons that people develop the fear of success. In fact, if you read through some of those articles on Google, there are a lot of talk among psychologists and people who study mindset about where the fear of success comes from. And that there are a lot of different ways you can develop a fear of being successful, a fear of winning. My fear of success came from growing up in the church. Now, for some of you, that may surprise you, but for me, it was something that came to me, the lessons that I learned growing up in the church. The lessons that I learned there. Here's some of the lessons that I heard. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Put others ahead of yourself. God will only give you enough money so you can support the church. If you have excess money, that is so you can be a blessing and support the work of God in the world. And finally, that the love of money is the root of all evil. My takeaway from these lessons, the way I applied these lessons to my mindset, is that if you're going to be a good Christian, you should not really be competitive. And that also good Christians were not supposed to go after a surplus of money. It was okay to have just enough. But having any kind of surplus, that's not something good Christians really go after. And then also, kind of to sum it up, good Christians aren't supposed to be winners. These were the lessons. Those were the way I applied what I heard growing up in church. The result for me was that I felt like I wasn't supposed to be a winner. And so the result was I went out for the tennis team in high school. I defended the second to the last position on the team because you had to win to move up in the team to your ranking in the team depended on beating the person who was in this spot above you. And there was one guy, he played much worse than I did. I could usually beat him. But the guys above me, I would play, and every game that I played ended in a tie. Well, no, it didn't end in a tie. I would play the game to a tie, but in tennis, you have to win by 2 points. And so I could hold my own for most of the game until we got to that tie score, and then I would lose. Same thing happened to me as a young adult. A friend of mine had a ping pong table, and we got together often, played probably hundreds of games of ping pong. And again, I would play to a tie and then lose. I would end up not scoring the 2 points that I needed to win, and lost the game. So my skill level was enough to play 20 points or 20 points, I think. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've played ping pong. No, I remember the scoring. But somewhere around 21 points, I would hang with my friend. I had the skill to stay even with him and sometimes even pull ahead, but the score usually ended in a tie and I would lose. Now, every once in a while, I would win. And so if I did win, I'd never celebrate it. I acted like, oh, well, let's go again. I quickly passed over winning. I never really went, woohoo, I finally won a game. That never happened because of my belief that that kind of celebration and the feeling good about winning was not something that I was supposed to do. Now, I had a lot of other limiting beliefs that factored into this, but a lot of what I was trying to deal with was this idea that I was not supposed to be a winner. And I was working with a life coach. Eventually, I decided that I was tired of not being a winner. I was tired of having marginal success. I was tired of living that mediocre life. Working with a life coach to get over those limiting beliefs to start to say that, yes, it is okay for me to have success. And a lot of the mindset tools that I teach are things that I learned in this process. One of the changes that I had to make was to learn how to celebrate my wins. I had to learn how to celebrate the achievements that I made along the way and those little goals that I made, the little goals that I met, and the small successes that I have in trying to change my life, to actually pay attention to those and celebrate. Because the old me, the old way I used to be, was that if I did have success, if I did complete a goal, I'd play it cool. I wasn't supposed to feel good about my success. I was supposed to, if success came, it's like, okay, that's great, what's next? I'd check the box and look ahead. There was no emotion. There was no feeling of satisfaction. I was playing it cool and downplaying my success. And my coach told me that if you don't celebrate your success when you have it, your mind will not realize that success is important. When you celebrate your wins, your mind remembers that feeling of feeling good about winning. And so the next time you're working on a goal or if you're trying to win a game, your mind is there pushing you forward, wanting to feel that feeling of elation, that feeling of feeling good. But if you don't celebrate your wins, the next time you're trying to meet a goal or trying to win a game, your mind goes, it doesn't matter. If we win, nothing's going to happen. If we lose, your mind does not pay attention if you fail to. Your mind does not pay attention to help you out in your next goal if you don't celebrate your wins along the way. So it doesn't matter who you are. If you're one who enjoys success, this message is for you as well. Doesn't matter whether you struggle with success or whether you're just fine with it. It's important to remember that when you win, when you reach a goal, when you have success, you come out a winner to celebrate. Do the dance in the end zone. Jump up and down. Raise your hands in the air and yell. Do something when you have success, and even small successes along the way, celebrate. Celebrating your success, this is one of the tools, just one of the many tools that you can use to live your best life. As a life coach, I help my clients find the most effective tools to reach their goals and avoid burnout. So if you're listening to this, if you're a business owner, or I also work with lawyers, if you're facing burnout and stress, dealing with your business, dealing with your practice, I can help. Contact me. I offer a free 25-minute reset call. We'll help you get started on your way. You can contact me at ultramindsetpodcast.run. That is .run, ultramindsetpodcast.run. And there's a form there. You can contact me. I'd be glad to talk with you and help you out, help you learn how to have success and celebrate it and live your best life. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.